This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 of Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. Addressing a rally in Jammu in Bihar today, Mr. Modi highlighted the major achievements of the current government. Mr. Modi said India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. The Prime Minister said under the BJP-led NDA government, India has started hitting back at those supporting and indulging in terror activities. Mr. Modi added that NDA has strengthened the country and its global image in the last 10 years. Mr. Modi was canvassing for Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas nominee Arun Bharti. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today took oaths as Rajya Sabha MPs. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oaths to them. 12 other newly elected Rajya Sabha MPs also took oaths. They include R.P.N. Singh of BJP, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU and Ajay Makar of Congress. Congress spokesperson Gaurav Vallabh today joined the BJP. He resigned from all party posts this morning. He was inducted into the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawade. Former Bihar Congress President Anil Sharma also joined the BJP on the occasion. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has denounced the misleading assertion made in messages circulating on the social media platform WhatsApp, which purports that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, ECI said eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through postal ballot at a designated voter facilitation centre. The Commission has urged people to beware and not pay attention to these misleading and fake messages. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar interacted with students of Rashtriya Military School, Dholpur, at Parliament House, New Delhi today. The students are participating in a three-day study visit program organized by the Rajya Sabha. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko has said Russia-NATO relations are worsening, but Moscow has no intention of entering into conflict with a NATO country. In comments to mark NATO's 75th anniversary, Grushko told the Russian state news agency RIA today that relations were predictably and deliberately deteriorating and all channels of dialogue between Moscow and the alliance had been brought to a critical zero level by Washington and Brussels. Equity benchmark indices rebounded sharply today after 2 days of correction to close at new all-time highs, propelled by strong performances from financial and information technology stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 351 points to close at its lifetime high of 74,228. The broader NSE Nifty also hit its fresh peak of 22,515, gaining 80 points. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Punjab Kings at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at Vishakhapatnam. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over parts of eastern peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heatwave conditions are likely over north interior Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh. IMD has forecast a gradual rise in temperatures, maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over many parts of East India during the next 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.